Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Hatshalom. We're now Masachem and Achot Daf Chaf Tet Amud Aleph, near the bottom of the Amud, about to take a look at the next clause in our Mishnah. So we'll take a look back at the Mishnah Zayin, and note that the next item on the list, in which all the components are Ma'akev, is Shtei Parashiyot Shebam Mezuzah Ma'akvot Zuetzu. Both Parashot are necessary. That's V'Havta Shmam, V'Havta and V'Yayim Shemua. Afilu Tavachad Me'akvan. Even one letter is Me'akev. Now let's look at the Gemara. And the first question is Pshita. It's obvious that, you know, every letter has to be there. The answer of Yud Amarav, Lo Nitzucha L'Kutza Shel Yod. To tell me that even the little spitz, the little piece of the yod, the little tail of the yod, has to be there. And the challenge to that is vanami pshita. That's part of the letter. It has to be there. It's another teaching of Rav. If any letter that is not surrounded on all four sides by empty parchment is pasul, meaning if it has contact with another letter on any side, it's pasul. That's what the me'akev is. Rashi and Bar Nidbach Mishpeh to Rav Yehuda. So he quotes Rav Yehuda saying, it's a fellow who we haven't heard of otherwise, Nikav Tocho Shal Hey. There's a machlok at what this may mean, but the simple read is that if the middle part of the hay is empty, which is the way it's supposed to be, then Kasher Yurecho, but if the leg of the hay, and by the leg we mean the part of the hay that's on the right side that is connected to the roof, it has a hole in it, then pasul. I'm saying the Dibur Fishal Mine to Rav Yehuna. Rav Huna explained it to me. Rav Yaakov Mar Dibur Fishal Mine to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yaakov says, I heard it directly from Rav Yehuda. What does it mean? Nikev Tocho Shal Hei Kshar Kasher. Yivechom Shtayer Bo Kashiur O Ktana Kasher. That if the leg still has enough for one little letter, meaning the leg of the hay goes down enough to be at least a yod, then it's kasher. If you love pasul, but if it's not that much, then it's pasul. Agra Chamua de Rabbi Abba. So Rabbi Abba's father-in-law, Ifsika Lekara Dehei Deha'am. This is in his tefillin. He had Vayom Moshe Al Ha'am at the beginning of Parshat Kadesh. The leg of the hay got cut off. Ata Lekameh de Rabbi Abba came to his son-in-law. Marle Imish Te'ebo Kashir Oktana Kashim La Pasul. He ruled exactly as we said, that if there's enough, therefore, of the smallest letter, Dehainu Yod, it's Kashir. Rami Bar Tamre to Chamua Dram Bar Dikule. These are clearly strange names, because Tamre and Dikule both mean dates. He had the leg of the letter Vav was cut off in his tefillin and Vayog and Parshat Vayaki Viacha. Atakav and Rabbi Zeira came to his Rabbi Zeira. Amarle Azil Aiti Yenukad Lochakim Velotipesh. Here's where we get this famous ruling from. Go bring me a child who's not super smart, but also not that dumb, not that unintelligent. Ikarile Vayaharog, if he can read it as Vayaharog, then Kasher. Ve'im Lav, but if not, then Yeharegu, meaning if the Vav is so small it looks like a Yod, then it's read as Yehareg Upasul. So we see how he reads it. I'm Yoram Rav, Shalom Al Shalom Aram, very famous Agadah. Matsa'ala Kodesh Baruch Hu Yosheva Koshek Tavim Ayutiyot. He saw Kodesh Baruch Hu putting crowns on the letters. Amar Lefanav Sholam Mimakev Al Yadcha, and this is a play on the fact that Me'akev is the theme of the Sugyot. Who's holding you back? Meaning, for whose benefit are you putting this? Amar la'adam achad yesh atid liot besof kama dorot, kivim ben Yosef shmo. There's a guy going to come down after many generations named Akiva ben Yosef. She'atid lidrosh al kol kiotz v'kotz tilin tilin shal alachot. On every little kotz, every little stem of a letter, he's going to draw out mounds and mounds of laws. So Rabbi Kiva, famous for darshaning kitrei otiyot. I'm from Shalom Harei. So Moshe said, I want to see him. Hashem said, turn around. He found himself in the eighth row of Rabbi Kiva's Beit Midrash. And as Dr. Kapel points out in his landmark book, Meta Halacha, there are really only seven rows in the typical Beit Midrash. So this is the phantom row. This is the fly on the wall, if you will. He did not understand what the people were discussing in the Beit Midrash. Tashash Kocho. He felt very bad because here, he is Moshe Rabbeinu. He's getting the Torah. And after many generations, he can't follow the discussion. They came to one halacha. The Talmidim asked Rabbi Yekiva, where do you get this from? Moshe felt good. He knew that it was a tradition going back to him. It means he saw that his role here was still intact. He came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got a man like this, and you're giving the Torah through me? He should be the one to get the Torah. Marlo, shtok. Kachala machshava lefanai. The ultimate statement, God, the end of Sefer Eov, you do not understand, this is the way it is to be silent. So Moshe then says, you've shown me his greatness in Torah, let me see his reward. He said, turn around again. He saw that they're weighing Rabbi Akiva's flesh out in the meat market. In other words, he'd been killed and chopped up. This is the Torah. This is its reward. Again, this was my decision and not up to you. Amarav. Okay, back to our halacha. There are seven letters, each of which needs three little crowns on top, like little Zions. Valen shot in his gates, those seven letters. Rashi, Chazina lahu the Safri davkane de Beirav. I've seen the very careful scribes in Beirav. The Chatri lu legage de Chet. They lift up the roof of the Chet, Vatole the Kare de Hay, and they also hang the leg of the Hay, meaning the Hay's leg does not touch the top of the letter. That's on the left side. Now, Chatri lu legage de Chet, why? Klamar Chai hu brumo sholam. Why do they raise the Chet? Like Chai. Chai, God, the living one, is on the top of the world, so the roof of the Chet is raised. Tale the Kari de Hei, they hang the letter of the Hei, Kedibah Minei Rav Yehuda Nesiya Mervami. So it's all based on a drasha. Mai Shna Dichtiv Mai Dichtiv Ki Bitchu Adonai Deyad Ki Biya Adonai Tzur Olamim. What is Biya Hashem? Civil read of the text is, if you trust God, God will take care of you in this world and that world. That's why it's Sur Olamim in the plural. Marle Anahacha Kakashli said, no, that wasn't my question. My question is this. Why does it say Biya Hashem? That's that God created two worlds. Achad Behei, Achad Biyod. He created one world with a Hei and the other with a Yod. I don't know which one of Olam Abba Olam Hazeh, which is with what letter. What's Behi Baram? He created the world, this world, with a hay. And so therefore, this world is with a hay. And therefore, Beya Hashem Tzur Olamim means with the Yod and the hay. God created the world, the worlds. That's the drasha. So that's why the hay is hanging there. We're going to see it in a minute. The letter is hanging. The leg is hanging. Why is this world a hay? This world's like a portico. Anybody wants to leave the proper behavior can go. There's choice. Why is the leg open? If you want to do tshuva, there's another room to come back. Come back through this door, you come back through that door. Why don't you come back through the original place? Sometimes it's not so easy. What does the pasuk mean? That God relates to you as you are. Balatem sayinoto. If you want to do good, they help you. Balatem potrinlo. If you want to do bad, they let you go also, and you have free will. So therefore, you have to have extra help to come back. Another door is open. Ma'itameit le'taga. So why does the hay have the little spitz on top? Because Baruch Hu Chozer bi ani kosher lo kesher. If the guy does tshuva, I'll put a crown on his head. Name anivra olam haba biyod. So why is the world to come a yod? Because there's very few tzaddikim. Why is the Yod's head hanging over? The tzaddikim themselves are bent over. Because neither one is like the other, and they have different things that perhaps they didn't accomplish, the other one accomplished. I'm Rav Yosef. Hane Tarti Mili Amarav Visfarim Vatanya Tiyuvte. Rav taught two things about Safrut, and we have Breitot that knock each one down. Let's see what they are. Chada Marav Sefer Torah Sheish Bo Shtei Ta'uyot B'chol Daf V'Daf. If every column has two mistakes on it or less, Yitaken, you fix it. Shalosh Yiganez. If there's three, though, then you have to bury it away. You can't fix it. It doesn't look good. Tanya Tiyufte, but we have a Breita against that. Shalosh Yitaken Arbag Yiganez. It simply raises it by one. Even if there's three on each page and each column, then you can fix it. If there's four, then you put it away. Okay. Tana Im Yesh Po Daf Achat Shleima Matzelet Al Kulo. If there is one good daf, then it saves the entire sefer and you could fix it. That's only if most of the sefer is okay. What if that one daf that's good has three mistakes, which you can fix? Since you could fix three, you could fix them, and then it's called okay. But this entire discussion is only about chaserot, meaning that you left a letter out, and now you need to squeeze it in or put it in the margin, and it doesn't look good. But if you have extra letters that have to erase, that's not so bad. Why are chaserot the problem? Because it looks like a spotted sefer Torah. You got the Torah, then you got little letters here and there and all over the side. Agra chamud Rabbi Abba, havile yeter pesifrei. Already met Rabbi Abba's father-in-law, and here he has another problem. He has a sefer Torah, had a sefer Torah with extra letters. Rabbi Abba, amrlei lo amran el b'chaserot. He repeated the same ruling that the problem of how many mistakes, etc., is only when it is chaserot. Yeterot leitlan baf. It's extra letters that you can erase. That's not so bad. And you could erase even if there's more mistakes than the maximum. That was one ruling of Rav that Rav Yosef said we have a brayta that contradicts. Idach, what's the other one? Damar Rav. Akotev Sefer Torah Vali Gmor. You're at the end of writing a Sefer Torah. Gomer Afil Bam Tzadaf. You could finish it even halfway down the column. Meitav Akotev Sefer Torah Balo Ligmor. Ligmor Bam Tzadaf. Kedar Shomer B'chumashin. Yeah, and here we have the brayta challenges that said you cannot finish a Sefer Torah like you do with Chumashim in the middle of the column vertically. Ela mekatzero lechad sof hadaf. You taper it down and down and down until you get to the bottom. In other words, you make the lines narrower and narrower so that you can keep writing more lines. Ki ka'amar Rav, so the answer is when Rav said you go in the middle, but Chumashim, you talk about Chumashim. Chumashim are individual scrolls of Breishit, etc. Sefer Torah Kamar, but Rav said Sefer Torah. The answer is B'chumashin shall Sefer Torah. It meant a Sefer Torah, but in Chumashin, not in the full Torah. Ainer of Yeshua Rabba Amar of Gidal Amar Rav. What did Rav say? Le'inei Kol Yisrael B'Emtzadaf. The last words in the Torah could be in the middle of the page. The answer is Ahib B'Emtzashitaitmar. That doesn't mean in the middle vertically. It means in the middle horizontally. You can leave it in the middle and not go to the end of the row. Rabbanan say no. What it means is it could be in the middle of the column and in the middle of the row. Hashem Rabbi Emsa Shita Dafka, only in the middle of the row and not in the middle of the column, and he has to go all the way down, but it could be in the middle. Yachdam Emsa Shita Dafka, and that's the halacha. Shubar Amarav Gidal Amarav, another halacha of Rav. Shmones Psukim Shivatorah, which means the last eight psukim of the Torah, which start with Vayamot Sham Moshe, which means it's Moshe's death and burial and the eulogy and Yoshua taking over. Yachid Korei Otan Reda Knesset. A Yachid reads them. Now, what does that mean? There's a bunch of different approaches in the Rishoni. The Rambam says it can be read with less than a minion. Others say it means that you have to read it with only one person reading it. Can't break in the middle and have other people come up. Others interpret that it means that the important person has to read it. Various different interpretations of what Yachid means. What's very clear, though, is that these eight psukim are singled out as being different. And now, come on, Dolo Rabbi Shimon. It sounds like this goes against Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya, famous sugyan Babatra. Vayamot Sham Moshe v'Adonai v'Shar Moshe Chai v'Chatav. Vayamot Sham Moshe, it's a possible Moshe alive writes Vayamot Sham Moshe. Ad Kachatav Moshe v'Kam V'Elach Chatav Yeshua Minun. The answer is from here on in, it was taken over by Yeshua. Tivar Yehuda v'Lab Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Shimon's response is Ever she Sefer Torah Chaser Achot Achat. How could a Sefer Torah be missing one letter? Moshe gave a Sefer Torah to Levim. It had to be a complete Sefer Torah, which means he wrote it. The answer is that Rabbi Shimon agrees that this section is different. Everything until now, Hashem was speaking, and Moshe was repeating and writing down. From here on in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, and Moshe wrote it with tears. However, as Rabbi Soloveitchik points out, what he did not do is he didn't repeat it. In the other texts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it, Moshe repeated it. Here he can't repeat it, because he can't say something which is untrue. Moshe's not dead, but he writes it. We have a text like that of a stenographer. He was writing down what Yirmiyahu taught him. Okay, Leimit Alok Rabbi Shimon. So it sounds like the ruling that the eight psukim are different is not like Rabbi Shimon. The answer is since they are written in a different style and from a different approach, then they're still different, even if they're all written by Moshe. And that's indeed the way that the Rambam rules. Again, back to Rav. If you buy a Sefer Torah, it's like you grab the mitzvah, because you should be writing it. But if you wrote it, it's like you got an Arsinai. Even if you fix one letter in the Sefer Torah, it's as if you wrote it, and as if you got it at Har Sinai. Okay, we're going to pick it up in the next podcast, continuing with our analysis of mitzvot, mezuzah, and safrut, and more dealing with safrut. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.